halakha and the laws of Tevila in Megveh. So the halakha says, Siricha ha'isha kodem tevilatam levdok velachzot ben shineha. One of the things a lady has to do before she goes to Megveh, tahara, is to make sure that there's nothing that is stuck in between her teeth. Because let's say she has some food particles that are stuck in between her teeth, so the deen is that lo alta la tevila. The tevila is not considered valid, it's considered chatzitza. That's Maran writes in Siman Kuf Tzadichet, Se'if Chav Dalet. Because of this, the custom is of the Benot Yisrael, Shelo le'echol basar. They don't have meat, the woman, whether it's basar behema, or basar off, or chicken. Kol oto yom sha'alehem lalechet lebet ha-tevila. On the day that the lady goes to the mikveh, on the night that the lady goes to the mikveh, so that day, the custom is they don't eat meat. They don't eat regular meat, they don't eat chicken. Why? What happens? It goes into the teeth more than any other food. Even though they brush the teeth before they go to the mikveh. So what's the difference? They eat it and they'll check. They're worried. Maybe something's going to get stuck. She's not going to pay attention. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Bet Yosef brings it down as well, and he quotes, I'm quoting the Bet Yosef, "Ra'iti nashim kesherot shenohagot shelo le'echol basar biyom lechtam lebet ha'tevila mepenei shabasar nechnas ben ha'shinayim yoter mikol ma'achal acher v'dilma mishtayir mineh v'la v'da'ata u'menha yafehu." So that says Maran clearly writes in Bet Yosef and Hag Yafehu, and that's the tradition. Vegam Rabbeinu Yerucham iskid min Hag Zeh. Rabbeinu Yerucham, Rishonim already, and he also said min Hag Yafeh. The question is, what about a lady that has to go to the mikveh Motzei Shabbat? Shabbat we have meat. Shabbat we have chicken. So what are you going to tell a lady now on Tevila Motzei Shabbat, or she's going to the mikveh on Motzei Yom Tov, and days like this? How far did we push this minhag? So the Taz says in Seif Katan Chafe Ube Shabbat VeYom Tov HaMinhag SheOchlot Basar. On Shabbat and Yom Tov, the minhag is they eat basar, right? Sha'alehem nizahel lachsot shinehem biyoter acharechem. Things have to be extra careful, because we allowed them to have the basar, but Motzei Shabbat they have to clean their teeth extra special. Ubebet Yosef, he brings down in Siman Katzat, the Bet Yosef now, in Katzat, Kuptzaditet, he brings down from the stomach, and from the Sefer of Terumah Shekatu, im Yom Tov Hal b'motzei Shabbat. Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbat. Velel Tevilata Hal b'lel Sheni b'Shabbat. And she's going to go to the mikveh Lel Sheni. Lel Sheni on Sunday night she's going to go. So what are you going to tell her? Don't eat meat, not Shabbat, and not on Sunday of Yom Tov? Tachsos Shinea b'Tov. All he says is, these Rishonim, let them brush their teeth good. Why? Mepnei ma'achal she'achla b'yamim she'bintayim. So you see, from those Rishonim, must be they were allowing her to eat meat on the days in between, because they say, in such a case, make sure she makes a good hatzitza. She'lo yishu b'fiyat pirulim ve'lo basar ve'lo etzen. So clearly you see from those Rishonim that Ben Yosef brought down, that when the custom was, when there was a Yom Tov and things like that, all they told her was make sure she's a little extra careful. And that's the halakha. Vechenu b'shulchan aruch siman katzat saif vav mashma shebeshabbat v'yom tov achla basar. Ben Hafifa, the Tvila, and that's the way the Shevet HaLevi brings down as well, and Shin Lamidvav, and that is the Minhag. Chama Vajah brings this down in Tarat Tabayt Chelegimal on the footnotes on Kufchav Dalet. The next question would be, so now what about on a regular day, can she have, you're saying meat gets stuck, what about soup? What
about corn?
What about, no, but on the subject of the meat, what about soup that is a meat soup but is not actually pieces? So he says, V'dafyo bebasar atzmo yesh lachmir, only on the meat itself. V'chen yesh lachmir b'ketzitzot basar, he's also ma'amir on chopped meat. Apa pishu basar tahon, even though it's ground. Aval marak shenitbashel im shuman shel basar, but soup that was cooked with some fatty meat, things like that, mutar she'en ashuman nechnas kol kach ben hashem. And even if there's some fat in there and meat, but that in the soup over there doesn't get stuck because it's already soft. Umuteret ba'achilat dagim. Fish also was permissible because it doesn't get stuck in the teeth like meat does, and chicken, ushar, mine, ochlin, as well, are permissible.